Watermelon, watermelon.
They're going to get you on the beginning of this.
Oh, you was recording that?
I just got the last end. Mans was doing his news anchor gig, trying to make sure that he's pronouncing his words the right way, I see, huh? Ron Burgundy.
Got to warm up the vocals.
But you're Ron Pink.
I'm kind of Burgundy.
Yeah. Hey, man, so I owe you an apology, man. I read a don't smile at me. I read a very interesting story that I just want to get off like right now, because then we'll go into it too long. So, because we've been doing it every week. There was a story that Eminem had said something negative about Michael Jackson in his Lose Yourself, I believe. And so,
Just Lose It.
There we go. I was close.
Hey, no, those songs are worlds apart.
Lose It in it. Okay. So anyway, Michael Jackson was so hurt by it that he had told all the major networks, hey, take the video down. My man is disgracing me. BET actually ended up doing it. Can't speak for MTV and all those, you know, other music outlets and whatnot, but he was still hurt by it.
And that was a time when Eminem was at his peak powers.
Yeah, that was 2005, right? So in 2009, Eminem's catalog is up for sale, right? Michael Jackson goes ahead with his company, purchases said music for $300 million, $370 to be exact. That means that every time that M performed a song, that Mike got paid.
That's crazy. I don't even remember that.
Drake is not the Michael Jackson of this era.
There is no Michael Jackson of this era.
I agree.
The closest person that there could is even
nothing,
get,
nothing,
that could even sniff
nothing,
it. Okay, someone that's higher nothing. Than Drake on that
The man
list?
Had animals.
All right.
I'm just saying, man, it's wild out here. I had to get that off. It was a great story.
That thing you started off, what was that? Yeah, was that yesterday? It was yesterday. Where you threw that picture of Cole and Drake in there and said, look at Prince and Mike hugging on stage. I almost quit the show.
I had to, you know, spark it up for you, man. You know, I like making you mad more than
no,
anything.
You really
it's obviously
believe it,
not
though.
The same, man. I'm grasping at straws here. I know that Mike is eons above. I was making a comparison, but even in that, there's nothing that compares to buying a man's whole catalog for $370 million.
Mm.
So I got to walk all the way back. Walk that take all the way back. Go ahead and just start us off, man. Ain't nothing else we need to say between that, but just getting ready for, you know, whatever's to come. Let's get into it. Let me get my voice ready. I'm awake. Listen, I don't care. You could be at your mama's house, your grandma's house, your auntie's house. You could be out here enjoying this nice fall weather, wondering where the hell this rain came from.
Little ghetto boy.
You could be helping your kids out with their homework.
Playing in the ghetto street.
You could be helping your mother or your father. You could be anywhere
what
in the world.
What you gonna do when you grow up?
But you're here with us.
And have to face
Thank
responsibility.
You.
Check.
We in here.
Quit paying motherfuckers for Jerry curls. Quit paying motherfuckers for Primes. Save your money. Start your own business.
Check. I want to welcome y'all to the Grown Folks Podcast Network. You Wasn't Outside Podcast. Episode 55. Junior Seau. It's all right.
Too soon.
I'll have home time pride.
I like the best.
In a two-man cell with my homie Lil Half Dead. Murder was the case that they gave me. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride, if I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck. But that's the life of a G, I guess. Essays way deep, shank two in the chest. Best run, cause brothers is dropping quicker. Too late, damn, down goes another nigga. Bouncing off the walls, throwing them pumps, getting up on the street like yeah. Cause ain't no fist fight, so I guess I got to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I got to do my time.
Them say they grew up to be nothing to get me. Now they tell me to what you see. I am what I am, it's only me. The no ghetto boy, playing in the ghetto street.
Yes, 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 yes.
Cord messed up the drain.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Good, man. We're going to have to fix that, man. I'm going to have to find something.
Man, that's why we ain't never going to get him in the verses.
Who?
Because he said.
That's nasty. He said that's why we not going to get him in the verses.
No, that's the real shit. He's very particular about the sound, and he was about to do it. He saw all the Instagram stuff going on with people's bad Wi-Fis, and he's like,
yeah,
nah.
But they doing it live now.
Yeah, now, but by then he already over it.
No, he not. Not if Diddy keeps out here yelling, I want Dre, and forget Jermaine Dupri.
That ain't how he operates, but all right.
All right, man. See, that's how you know, like, some of your favorite, like, rap artists and idols and stuff like that, they couldn't play sports. Because if I egged you on right now, like I did when we was playing ball, and I was like, yo, I'm going to make more shots than you, and something that you're good at. He was like, nah, he's tripping. Let's go ahead. It didn't matter what size the hoop was.
But that's different. Sometimes you need to know
sports
what
and,
I do.
Sports and rap kind of go hand in hand in regards to competition, but it is what it is.
But he's been competing for all of you. We ain't doing that right now. Go ahead.
I want to welcome you all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast, episode 55. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most, normal ass Carl. To my friend, I have my man at Just Lex. And together we form Voltron. It's the weather change, man. What's up, man? Let's talk about that, man. I love it too.
We so out of content. We talking about the weather?
Nah, it's cool. I feel like God hit the switch and was like, nah, we're gonna give y'all rain, but before I give you rain, let me give you thunder. I mean, it looked like a regular normal day. Storm rolled in here looking like we was in Miami or something like that. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like I can't, or we live somewhere in the tropics, you know.
During a week where it was in the 90s.
He gonna tell me we wasting content on it, but hey, you be the first one to be noticing. You are a meteorologist.
I mean, no. Yeah. I know that my weather apps be about 4 degrees off every day.
Fam, okay, so I'm glad that you said that, because mine definitely be off. It be on in the afternoon when I really don't need it anymore.
I already realize it's hotter than you said it was before. You're trying to update the shit right now.
I feel like they be jacking that up all the time. Last night was couples night. We had an opportunity to go out to Encontro. Found out the hard way that Encontro is a wine and spirits bar. Went up in there, told my man, hey, I want an old fashioned. He brings back some beer in like a little testing cup.
He said we ran out of those.
Yeah, like,
which really means we never had them, but he just said y'all ran out.
The first question I asked them was, why is he going to the the little
beer tap thing?
Yeah, the beer tap thing to get an old fashioned. I've never seen him have an old fashioned on tap.
On deck.
That doesn't sound like it's legit, and he brought it anyway. Then he messed up my food order.
Mm.
I clearly said burger.
You got a free drink.
Who?
We got free meat.
I got a free drink?
I mean, you got the taste tester.
Oh, you got the taste. Yeah, well, the tester doesn't count, but.
Potatoes are fire.
Potato, you had that off the plate, yes. I'll let y'all go ahead and take, because I knew I was going to get the burger. It was fantastic. I'll give them that. Shout out to my my father-in-law. You know, his birthday was on Friday also, so, you know, shout out to him. Let me get him right. Hold up. Other than that, man, life has been, you know, pretty solid, man. I ain't going to even front. Let me pick this energy up. Let me pick it up. Top of the morning.
Miami
my bad.
Vice.
My bad. I'm back. Lex, what's up? What's new with you?
I mean, it's first week off, not off, but first week not doing overtime in like 3 months.
Felt good?
Felt a little, nah, well, not really.
Felt weird? He's like, oh, man, I'd rather be at work.
Nah, because G's on fall break.
Oh.
And so, I had to take a couple days off to work my second job.
Mm.
And it's been some days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not easy, man.
It's That's
why you dragged your ass out of the house yesterday. It was like, yeah, she's owed this. I'm able to go home. I mean, I'm able to go to work scot-free.
I wouldn't. Nah, we ain't doing that narrative.
Why not? But, that's not the narrative?
No. I was drug out last night because I didn't do anything the weekend before when my brother was here. So you know.
So now you had to make up for, oh, well, technically you said you was babysitting and whatnot. See, I listen. What?
I would.
I listen
so
to you,
so she can
man.
Go out and have a good time.
That's all. That's what you're supposed to do, man. That's beautiful, man. I'm so happy to see you guys out here living your life. Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden.
You wearing that Miami shirt when it looks out, like how it looks outside?
It's crazy, man. I just grabbed a shirt, man. I didn't know what else to put on, to be real with you. This week in hip hop. So my man Lex just said Drake was on stage. J. Cole had came out with a freestyle. Did you enjoy the J. Cole version of Drake's song?
I did.
I liked it better than, yeah.
Did you like your Karen Civil song?
I didn't listen to it. I'm not that much of an avid supporter, but yes. But yes, so Drake did give his flowers and to Cole. Lex approves of the song. He enjoys it, but he's telling me that he does not enjoy J. Cole's song with God dang.
No, we have
I know. It's going to come to me in a second. Man, my brain, like, this early in the morning doesn't work that fast.
It's all right. I got you.
Yeah, Joyner Lucas. Here we go. See, I told you it was going to come to me. He didn't enjoy J. Cole's song with Joyner Lucas. What's wrong with the song?
I didn't say there was nothing wrong with it.
What was wrong?
You swore.
Okay, there we go. Tell the story.
There was going to be
won't cut you off.
Karen Civil bars.
Tell the story from the beginning.
All right.
There we go. For our listeners who don't know.
Yeah, so this week or last week or whenever it was, Joyner Lucas took to Twitter to go on a Karen Civil rant, right? About how she stole some money from him and he was waiting to build his followers up so he could air out and, you know. And so he does that and I'm like, dang, that sucks. I'm a fan of Joyner Lucas. I didn't really know Karen Civil like that outside of Nipsey Hussle and stuff like that. And I never really paid attention behind the scenes, but I'm like, all right, she seems to move and shake and know what she's doing and putting people on and blah, 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 whatever. And the following day, I see him post the picture with Cole and talking about dropping tonight, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, damn, you too? And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, He used that whole rollout. He saved this whole Karen Civil story to roll out his song with J. Cole. Now you
tell me about me.
I know. I want you to voice it.
So that you can hear my tone?
So you can hear yourself back. To understand what I'm saying is. My point is it's a rollout. And your point, and I'll let you speak after my interpretation of your point was.
So what? That's it. That was really.
It was not so.
That's my point.
You said how is it?
I said way more shit, but my point was so what if it's a rollout? Who cares?
No, that part's fine. If you would have said that, I would have been like, yeah. So what? All I said was, damn, but you
said,
too.
No, I said, and then you said, I guess, and like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that he did it.
No, because my whole thing was. No, I don't. Okay, that's my point was I don't like that people are doing stuff like this.
That's what I got. What you
said was. It's not that it didn't need to be said and it wasn't valid or that it's untrue. It's just the fact that he used it for this. Because, one, I think he's better than that. Two, I don't think you would have to do something like that given the feature you have on the song. Now, that's kind of what you started saying.
I said you reach more people.
But what I'm saying, yeah, you reach more people having Cole on the song. I said that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Hold on, let's see. This is a cold verse you got.
Used to be a fuck nigga. Couldn't even blame her if she did fuck niggas. You and your bitch through the mud, you deserve that. So you can feel it for yourself where it hurt at. What goes around comes around, I know you heard that. While you was creeping, tell me did it not occur that. This nigga sliding in the DMs every AM, every PM. Used to be like automatic, she would curve that. That was before when you was loyal, now it's thirst traps on a profile. And niggas know how to fight a chink in your armor, you been tripping, dawg. You ain't been keeping your promise, you been pimping, dawg. Now bitches winking your comments, she suspicious, dawg. And now you reaping your karma, she got niggas, dawg.
Yeah.
Calling her phone while you gone and your bitch ass.
All right, that's enough of that. You're right. I'm going to tell you why you're right. I was banking in on getting a Karen Civil bar in the song.
Right.
It's a waste. Right? It absolutely is
a waste.
It wasn't a waste. Yeah, it is.
It's not a
waste.
It wasn't a waste.
I'll never go back to it.
What you said was.
You're right. He wasn't prepared for that.
Putting Cole on a song because you assumed it was a fuck Karen Civil song. Putting Cole on the song will reach more people.
And it says like, your heart.
Huh?
Your heart.
But what I'm saying
the
is...
The name of the song is Your Heart. I was like, yo, Karen has no heart. I'm not reaching right now. I'm telling you like, hey,
he's been
on this rant. He's been on this F Karen. And you know what? The same token, you're right, but at the same token, I'm not wrong. Why not take an opportunity of having a mishap of losing $60,000 from Karen Civil and say, hey, look, I'm about to profit off of her name then because you want to steal money from me. He doesn't normally do this.
I'm not saying that it wasn't going to work.
He complains, but he doesn't do like this.
Wasn't saying it was going to work. I just say I don't like 2021 rollouts for the most part because they come with a bunch of...
Well, it's the artist doing their own rollout now. The label, I don't know much what the label's doing at this time.
I'm not saying it don't work. And I believe Joyner is, out.
Is he independent?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is...
That's cheaper.
It is cheaper. I'm not saying it don't work. I just don't like it. Now, you assumed that there was some bars in there for her, so it made sense. But,
rap's been gimmicky for a long time.
Cole's gonna reach more people,
though.
And I was like, "Yeah, but the song ain't dropped yet."
So wait, you think so?
I knew this song wasn't about her.
You know, I don't even want to take that. You got too many like enthusiasts coming at me nowadays.
Do I?
Like even your wife shot a stray at me. I missed it, and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, we're not gonna do that." So I'm a chill for the next
few
weeks.
She agrees with you on this topic, though.
But I think it's perfect. But that's what I'm saying.
Never mind. She doesn't because you agree that it's rollout. She doesn't agree it's rollout.
It could be a rollout.
A rollout.
But even then, she's wrong. So whenever he decides to say, hey,
no, that's true.
She's wrong. Okay, then
I
that's
just felt
fine.
Like to wait for that moment was kind of like, all right, man.
Yeah, but I mean.
But nah, go ahead. I'm sure it got more plays.
But you're not in the demographic that they're looking for.
Who, Joyner?
Yes.
I'm a fan of Joyner.
That's what I'm saying. You're not in the demographic who they're looking to reach. There are probably J. Cole fans that don't listen to Joyner Lucas, your wife probably.
That's why she listens to Joyner.
Because you listen to Joyner? Or would she freely go out on her own and do it?
She'll listen to him on his own.
Okay.
Joyner has his own fan base. So I'm going to listen to a Joyner song before anything else.
When did he earn your respect?
Like 2016.
I hate asking you because this man is an enthusiast. Why I hate doing that?
Then like Cole being on your song is going to bring Cole's fan base to listen to your song.
But would you agree that he's been hot maybe for the last 2 years since you've been listening to him since 20?
Twitter rant is going to get casual people that don't care about the song at all to be like, I'll give it a listen just in case it's a
politics. That was the whole Trump presidency.
I know, but what I'm saying
is and it got
is,
us to watch you haven't came in here with no Joe Biden takes since he's been president.
I mean,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. It works. And it's okay if it works that way. And you can hate it in that vein, but I can draw examples from other professions and stuff like that where people do shit like that.
No, everybody does it. We just watched Kanye and Drake do a whole bunch of stuff.
And it's peaceful now. All of a sudden.
It's not about it's peaceful. I don't like it, but I understand it needs to be done and everyone's doing their own thing. And some of it's creative, some of it's funny, some of it's cool, whatever. I just don't like it. And that's fine.
What rollouts did you like?
What rollouts do? I like the surprise drop when they just drop and be like, oh, here it goes.
Oh, so you don't like writing the single for 2 or 3 months either, then?
Nah, because if I really like the single, or really like, I don't want to listen to one song for so long that when the whole album comes out, I'm tired of that song already.
I definitely skip them when they do that type of rollout. I definitely skip them.
But people don't really do that no more anyway. But like when I think Beyonce started the surprise drop and was just like, yo, there's an album out. It's just like, oh. But the thing is, she can do that. She don't need a rollout. A lot of people, like a Joyner Lucas and other people, they need a rollout. But most of these people that do some of this out, like, you don't need to do that. If you just drop an album, people are going to go listen to it. That's all.
Rightfully so.
Maybe I'm just being grumpy.
Well, you know what? There's growth. There's growth.
I'd much rather you say that in
front of our fan base than the six guys in the group chat. I know that it's coming from a different place.
No, I told... But everybody knows I've been get off my lawn since 1988.
No. All right. Either way, the song is decent. When I go back and listen to it, no. Do I go back and listen to any of Joyner's music? No.
Right. But
I listen to it. You know what I mean?
The rollout got you to get at least got that one click.
It got two. I listened to a little bit of it, you know, previously. Earlier.
All right.
It's not something that I'm running to. I run to, and that's the thing, man. I'm a dinosaur in the game. I don't want to be that guy. You know, half of the new shit that they playing. Like, I watched some guy's clip on Instagram of, like, him being at Rolling Loud. And I was like, yo, I don't know none of these new rappers that are in here right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, we were, we took the kids to the park yesterday, and G was like, oh, I want to play basketball. And there's some kids on another court, and he went up to the kids and asked, could he borrow their ball or whatever? And then so I went over there, and I was like, let me see if how my shooting adjusts to wearing glasses now. I thought it was going to bring me back to 04.
Not at all.
No,
it's your hands.
It's tough. But they had their little Beats pill out, and they were playing a bunch of songs, and my boy that was with me was just like, oh, I think that's what he said, a name, right? I recognize the name, I just don't remember who he said. And then we're all sitting at the him, his wife, and me, we're all sitting there trying to figure out who it is, and then he asks him, and it's somebody completely different. And then another song comes on. He's like, okay, I think that's who I thought that was. And then they ask him, no, that's this person. And then they said, oh, this is someone else. He just committed suicide, I guess recently. But they had a smile on their face like that was supposed to happen. I'm just like, yo, what is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, this generation is completely different, man. It's nasty out here, man. And emo rap is still in. You know what I mean? Like a lot of them, like, they love Juice WRLD, rest in peace. They love XXXTentacion. I'm glad I could say his name. You know, rest in peace to him also. But that's their bag right now, man. And for me, it's like, look, during the times we in right now, this is not going to be the favorite music that I'm about to be listening
Luckily,
to.
Luckily, I'm not like, you know, our parents, a lot of times they subscribe to, you know, that generation that looks down upon rap might be like, oh, like, you listen to rap, like gangster rap, so you're going to go out and do gangster shit. Or like murder, murder, kill, kill, so you're going to go murder, murder, kill, kill.
Gator don't play
or
that.
Eminem messed up my kids because he told them to go, you know, do some wild shit. And it's like, I don't subscribe to that.
But we turned out all right.
But I understand. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't subscribe to it. Because I can listen to all that crazy shit and then go sit in my cubicle and do my job and not do no illegal activities.
Yeah, I'm good.
But there is some...
Or drug experimentation that
they
promote.
I think there's still something to it. There are kids that will get, you know...
This music promotes the user.
Yeah, but still. But if I don't subscribe to it when it was promoting the pusher, then I can't do it now. But I still think there is some people that are influenced by it. It's not a wide range like that generation made it seem. But there are people that are going to fall through the cracks and be like, oh, this is the music I listen to. This is what they tell me to do. This is what makes me cool or whatever. You know, whoever felt back in the day that smoking a cigarette because it looked cool, those are the type of people. And so this type of rap, for the people that are falling through the cracks and being influenced by that, it's kind of dangerous.
Mm.
Actually, you know, it was dangerous at our stage too. But either way, I don't subscribe to it. I just thought it was interesting. If maybe you subscribe to it because you sounded like you do based on saying, oh, it's dangerous that this type of rap is telling them to do this type of stuff.
I don't think it's dangerous. I just think it's irresponsible if, like, these guys aren't, like, seeking help. It's like a total shift in what we're trying to move to.
These are kids.
Understand that, and these kids also need some leading.
They don't understand. They need, a lot of times they don't understand you need help.
That's true. 100%. And they speak to a fan base of kids that, you know, may not understand that they need help also. And it's like, bro, I can't sit up. I I'll listen to it. I'm not gonna sit up here and say, oh, that music's poison, don't ever listen to it. But it's like, also at the same time, bro, you have the power to tell people to go get help if they need to get it, and they will probably follow. You just showed me a photo of Michael Jackson looking like he was the mayor of wherever the hell he was going and influencing that many people. Michael can go out and tell those people back then, he probably wouldn't have done it because the SEC, you know, probably would have got him. Hey, go buy Disney stock. And they would all probably go do it if it was like handheld, you know, back then. That's how strong of influence that, you know, some celebrities have over human beings.
No, that's true. That's why he was making things like Heal the World. And
so looking at it from that, exactly. So looking at it from that lens, like, I feel like some of these newer rappers, they have a responsibility.
Nah, but that means you're asking all rappers to make Heal the World. And that's not their music.
No, but at least lend credence to it.
Okay, but we don't know. Because I don't follow none of these people. But how do you know when they get in real life or they're talking that they don't talk like that? Like, you know what? They talk uplifting and positive, but their music is sad. That could be the case.
That is. That
but if most
is
people don't hear them in interviews or talking to them, and that's what they do, they only listen to the music, you can't say it's irresponsible for them to make that type of music if that's the type of music that they're good at making.
Yeah, but it lends credence to also like where we're headed as a society too, right? And when I say that, I'm saying that to say if people by the masses enjoy this type of music, then that means that something's going on.
Like think about this. Think about your favorite rappers, or even just musicians, period. Something I subscribe to is a lot of times they make their best music when they're in the worst place.
Yeah.
Whether that be using drugs, depressed, whatever it is, whatever music they're making at the time is usually my favorite music from them. Now, when I'm younger, as a selfish fan, I want you to stay in that place. I'm older, so now I don't want you to be in that place. But I'm also not going to lie and say the music that you're making is better or even good at that point. But the mature me is happy that you got your shit together. One more time, Eminem made his best music when he was in the worst place. Now
he's knees weak, arms are heavy,
super healthy.
Mom Spaghetti.
His music is mediocre.
He has a new restaurant called Mom Spaghetti coming out in Detroit.
He should have did that years ago.
Yeah,
he should have did that years ago.
But you know that era wasn't like that now. And like I said, there's some positives in this era. These young kids will find money anywhere.
Young kids will find money anyway. What does that mean?
I feel like Lil Yachty, right, like 2-3 years ago, already had a Sprite deal by the time he had his first album.
No, but that's different because every rapper now is like a brand. It's not about being.
That's what
I'm
saying. We're saying the same thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like back then, we can't get mad at M back then because it wasn't looking at it as a brand. You know, it was more so like, I'm a great rapper. I'm the greatest of all time. Whatever that shit is.
No, he still feels that way.
I understand
it's
that.
It's his people that are getting that done.
But the branding still is a big deal, right? And he's in a position of maybe being able to do that.
I'm saying he could have been, did it?
Possibly. But I'm just telling you that these young kids, they're going to capitalize first on these brands. All right, man. Let's get into it. We got a wild one. Read them and weep. I have a former high school classmate who over the years I've gotten pretty close to. He has been there for me when I was at my lowest, and I've been there for him as well. He lived several hours away, but we talked almost daily in addition to being on social media. A few months ago, I stopped hearing from him and the social media profile went dark. I had a bad feeling, so I Googled him and was shocked to see he had been arrested. Arrested, I said. Like he's sleeping. He's been arrested. While it wasn't a violent crime, it was just it was horrible just the same. He had called me several times from prison, declaring his innocence, always requesting money. I live paycheck to paycheck. Even if I had extra money, I don't feel comfortable giving it to him. I feel hurt and used. Part of me says I need to end the friendship. The other part says he needs friends right now, and it's not my place to judge him. I refuse to accept his last few calls because I really don't know what to do. If this is somebody who you've maintained a significant relationship since high school, and he didn't ask you for money previously, because she didn't clarify that, if he didn't ask you for money and things previously, then I feel like he was probably a genuine friend. And I don't know if this is a male or a female who's writing this. If it's a female and there was no sexual encounters or nothing like that, I feel like it's in a good place. As a male, if this is, you know, a friend of yours, I don't know, it's tough. I got some guys that I thought, like, you know, at least in high school, that we would continue on being cool. That's kind of weeded itself. And I probably have about 4 or 5 core high school, you know, friends that I went to high school with, more than the number that I had, you know, the day after I graduated. And so let me tell you this real quick rundown story. So me and my fiance, we were going to go on a trip to Seattle. Actually, we wanted to go to Miami like 3 years ago, and we never got a chance to go. Friend of mine, he worked at the airline, so I was like, shit, man, I'd take a stowaway, take some extra days off or whatever, just in case we miss a flight or something crazy happens. So we go and look it up. Me and this guy, we used to run together all the time in high school, you know, ride in the same car places, you know, you met his mom, he met my mom. And one day, with this, our friendship deteriorated when he decided he was going to break a friend's door down when he was intoxicated while we were holding his keys so he didn't drive under the influence. Right. And so I grabbed him by the throat. I said, hey, man, calm down. You know, he ain't like that. He looked like, you know, when you hem a dog up on the wall, that's what he looked like. And I let him go and he drove. And I said, yo, that was his conscious decision. It's whatever. So we fast forward to us wanting to go to Miami years later. And he didn't like that happened. And he pulled out at the last second. Right. I had already booked the Airbnb and everything. He pulled out of the flight. And he said, well, my mom said that anybody that did blah, blah, blah wouldn't be a friend to me. I said, yeah, but did you tell your mom, right? This is a grown man telling me this, too, which is crazy.
That means he called his mom.
We were like 27 when it happened. No, he lived at home with his mom.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, did you tell your mom you was trying to, you know, drive under the influence and we were trying to save your life? Or did you just tell her that I grabbed you? He didn't say nothing at that point. Mm. And I was like, because if your mom did still say that after trying to save your life, F her too then, bro.
Mm.
Because then why am I doing the job of trying to save your life and your
you
mom
said
has
that
this?
To him?
Yeah. Yeah. I was mad at that point, bro. Yeah. I had to fight with Airbnb to get my money back. But that's the truth, though. Like, if you're telling your mom, hey, you know, what's his name put his hands on me because I was trying to drive under the influence and he was talking about he wanted to save my life, like, who? And she says, how dare you? Then she's crazy. But if she didn't say that, then this does not apply.
I'm sure it doesn't apply.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told him and he didn't say nothing back. But that's my take.
Yeah, I'm not. Sorry, dog. I ain't got nothing on your books, man. I was about to ask you for some money. You know what I mean? I guess it depends because it sounds like they're only not like an online relationship, but it's like it didn't sound like they were super close. They just maintained like a regular friendship throughout the years. It's right. Where they're close, but they weren't like, you know, day ones from jump. Just that's the only person I rock with throughout high school. And then we kept going. It sounds like they were cool. He calls to check in from time to time. We, you know, catch up, blah, blah, blah. And, but you gotta be, you know, if they're really that cool with you, then they can understand, like, I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm barely making ends meet. Like, you know, I want to. I'm going to answer the phone. I'm going to be here, moral support. I'm going to write you, maybe send you some nudes, whatever I got to do. But, like, I just ain't got it. You know what I mean?
I think she can at least answer the phone. She doesn't have to go and visit him or put money on his books, but maybe just answer the phone and help him pass time.
That's what I'm saying. If he's a real friend and, you know, obviously, maybe whoever he's asking, if I'm in jail, yeah, I'm going to just throw it out there. It's a numbers game. If I ask 100 people, 10 people maybe got something on the books because I'm tired of eating this spread. You know what I mean?
So, great investment tactic.
So it's like she maybe this doesn't even need to be a big deal. Maybe she answers the phone. He says, yo, like, hey, you got me on something? And she goes, you know what? I ain't got it. I'm sorry. And he'll be like, you know what? That's cool. Maybe that's all it will be. And she won't know until she answers the phone. But I get her being uncomfortable. Because she don't want to let him down because he in a bad spot. But at the same time, it's like you getting three squares, free roof over your head. I got to go work for mine right now.
Mm.
And so like putting money on your book just so you can get some cookies instead of the regular sugar-free Jell-O they giving you.
Mm.
Like, you know, that's I ain't got it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think people put like these unreasonable like expectations on people when like stuff like that happens. Like if I like me personally, like, yo, if I went to jail, I don't want nobody to see me like that. You know what I mean? That's just me. Right.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I would want to pass my time by, you know, fast or whatever. Just answer the phone. That's all I'm asking. Just
answer the phone. And as someone who's put money on people's books before. When I didn't necessarily have it, but that's just the type of person that I was. And they weren't, and I wasn't even like that tier of friendship that I think she's talking about. But at the same time, as someone who's also get hits up, like, hey, you got something for me? And I'm like, dog, we don't even talk.
Right.
Like, no, I don't. And I'm in a better spot now than I ever was when I was putting money on people's books.
Right. And you're still not doing it.
So, It's like, all right, man. But he playing the numbers game. If I ask 100 people, I'm going to get a lot of no's.
The question is, too, like, the people that usually ask stuff like that are usually absent in your life when you invite them to certain things, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, dude, we're not even cool. But like,
you didn't go to my son's birthday party. You come to my new housewarming. You know what I mean? You ain't check on my mom's or whatever. But now you want to ask me for some money since you in a hard place.
Yeah, I was good at when I didn't have money, I was always going to give my time or my energy to where, yeah, if you down, I'll check up on your mom's. You know, I'll answer the phone for you. You know, if you got a family, I'll make sure they good. You know, take a kid to the park. Do something like that. Now, obviously, that's always not a big enough help, but it's something.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than nothing at that point. I had a family member we hadn't talked in so long, you know, send me a GoFundMe link for someone that passed that I didn't know. You know, I'm like, fam, I ain't talked to you in a year. You ain't check up on me. You ain't asked nothing or whatever, you know. And the last time I, you know, had a conversation, you know, with somebody around you, said you were staying away. So now you going to ask me for money?
But that's just the type of person that we talking about right there. They're playing the numbers game. Yeah, so you are in a spot of taking that link getting shot to you personal, like, and you have that whole thing behind them. And all they were doing was sending off to the mass text or whatever. And,
oh, it was the message with it, you know, too. Sorry we connected over this. I don't know this. You know what I mean?
Like, we connected
yeah,
over.
Yeah, like I hate that this is the only time we talk. Like, fam, like, yo, okay, lose me with that.
Okay.
You see what I mean now? That was what's
put
was
a little extra sauce on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like it wasn't like, hey man, how you been? Blah, blah, blah. It was sorry we connect over this. Like, fam, you didn't have to bring that. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know who
I didn't need the presentation with it. Like, I'm good off that, but it is what it is, all man. Right. Random shit to fill in time, man. So what we got here? Free cell phone. Oh, no. Bad reading. So freaking cheap.
A oh,
free
yeah.
car wash.
We got to
set the scene.
We got a new, our segment is so freaking cheap. So I was reminded yesterday, Friday, when the rain started. Right? So this whole week, the kids, daycare kids, snot. You know, it's that time of year. Yeah. Weather started to change a little bit. So there's been snot everywhere. It's real nasty. I was like, Lord, went through a whole thing of disinfectant. And we just wiping shit down, being extra cautious, this and that. And so the rain started, and I hear her yelling like, yo, look outside. And she's downstairs. All the outdoor toys and all the toys for the daycare is all outside. And she's like spreading them all around so the rain can hit them. And she's spraying disinfectant all over the place. And she wanted me to look at that. I was like, yo, you need help? She was like, no, you see what I'm doing. And then, you know, we had the moment where she took it back to when we were in our first place. And she was like, yeah, this shit's a lot harder than I thought it was. Because she was making fun of me back in the day. So this had to be 2015. In our condo, it started pouring rain. Now me, because I'm Earth Man, I don't take my car to the car wash.
Ever.
I used to wash my car every week. My mom made me wash her car every week, so I would wash mine too, right? And back when I cared, like, okay, like, I gotta pull up clean, this and that. But now it's like, all right, we just went through a 10-year drought. My car don't need to be washed like that. Now sometimes it gets crazy, but you know what I mean? So when the rain came, I run downstairs with a pail, a rag, and some soap, and it's rain, and I'm getting poured on, and I'm just washing my car in the fucking rain, and she's filming me, dying laughing. I'm getting a real good scrub in, and then I walk away. I was like, hope the rain keeps going to get the soap off clean. And so she was like, that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life. I was like, all because you don't want to spend a few dollars. I was like, it's not about, I mean, on one hand, it's like about the money, but that's just like the extra. That's the plus. It's about like, nah, man, we are in a drought. I'm trying to be somewhat responsible any place that I can be.
How long are your showers?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm coming from a spot like I like to compensate for my shortfalls. So sometimes the hardest part for me to do was I like long showers. Now I've gotten way better than I was in the past, but the hardest thing for
you
me
must
adjust
been going
to
through something. Thought it was an R&B video.
It was just like the shower's like it's the spot. I get the most creative in there. I can think clearly, like all that. And then now it's more like can't hear nothing in the shower anyway because the kids are screaming. But yeah, I thought it was funny that we actually had a decent enough rain for her to do that. And it just reminded me like, okay, that would probably be good for the cheap segment. Yeah. That's what she was looking at. Like, damn.
Do you vacuum and stuff like that too?
I'll clean the inside.
Mm.
I'll clean all the inside, you know.
While it's raining.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll keep the inside. I'll clean the inside every couple of weeks. Like, oh, okay, when I got, you know,
my
shit don't be that dirty,
up.
Though. But, like, I'll go in and make sure all the kids' crumbs and all that be good. Because, man, I mean, you a dad, you a parent. You know these kids be having the car looking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Mom's car, at least. My bucket is trash. I don't even wash it. You're right. Right there, I don't want. But I don't wash it because I ain't putting no money into it.
Right.
Not because I care about it. I'm definitely taking my other whip to get washed every other week.
I know. Soapy Joe's.
There we go.
Shout out.
So, I had this issue that happened last week. Didn't talk to y'all about it yesterday.
Mm.
So, I'm at the golf course last week on Sunday. We had the server. Now, this server, like, I'm there all the time. She's always got, like, a little attitude and whatnot. But today, it takes the cake. And I think in the pandemic, a lot of you food service people, man, you guys have been through a lot. You've had to service us as a public when clubs were shut down. You were working to the bone. You would probably be, you know, mad and whatnot about, you know, your circumstances. But guess what? You had a job. You had a job that was probably paying you more money in the heart of the pandemic as a food service person. So we sit down. We ask, you know, the lady to wipe the table. She scoffs. I said, okay, well, shit, if you're better than, you know, wiping this table down, it's unsanitary, it's barbecue sauce on the damn table and shit from the people that was here before. So the next girl comes up and I say, hey, listen, I don't want to be an asshole about this, verbatim. Mm. I don't want to be an asshole about this. But
you had your $90 polo on?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah,
I was feeling it. It said Country Club right there on the right of it. Hella Republican. I said, yo, don't bring her back. I said, I'm not trying to be a dick. I said, it's cool. You know what I mean? Just, I don't want her serving us. So then they go in. The old girl was new. The manager, he knows me. He's like, hey, what's the problem? I said, look, bro, I don't want nothing free. Let me get that out the way now. I'm going to pay you because they've looked out for me in certain instances before, right? So I was like, I don't want nothing free. You know what I mean? But I don't need an attitude from old girl. You know what I mean? Like, she's joyful and happy with everyone else. But for some reason with us, you know, I feel like she got like a little attitude and she's always like that. So if you mad and I say, look, I've been there. You know what I mean? I worked in food service. You know, I get what it's like. You know what I mean? If you have a poor ass attitude and you don't feel like being at work or whatever, you're going to treat people like shit, stay home. You know, it's that easy. Like, you don't have to be here. And just like I don't have to have you as a server. It's a choice. But you can't get mad at me for making that choice. So I just, you know, after that, I heard her at other tables having a grand old time.
Mm.
And so I was like, I win. Because now you have an attitude change. You may be mad at me or whatever for voicing it. And I just felt like the food service is poor. And so at the end, the new waitress was really nice. Old girl's name was still at the top of the receipt. I said, look, I'm going to give this $20, but if you going to give it to her, just letting you know you were full because you had to be extra nice to me, you know what I mean, to be able to even get this, right? Mm. So if you're going to give it off to her, I'm just letting you know I don't want it to go to her, but if her name is on it, she's like, oh, no, we'll switch it later. It's fine. Like, if you don't switch it, you are just crazy for doing so. I'm not going to be that guy that doesn't leave anything at all and get into this dispute and ask you for a new receipt with your name on it. I'm not going to keep doing all that. But my point is, and overall in all this, is that you food service people or you people who are in service to the public, you know what I mean? I get it. The pandemic was rough. But y'all got to lose the fucking attitude, to be real.
Mm.
Now, am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
You could go ahead and oppose it.
You're not wrong. But, you know, just to play devil's advocate.
There we go. We needed this.
The thing that doesn't make you wrong either is because you said it's happened more than once, and on more than one occasion, it's only your table, and she seems to be just fine everywhere else.
Yeah,
That's the part that I can't really argue.
Fam, I sat down before that because I played golf. I sat down and watched a little bit of the Charger game after we left here. And she just looked at me in the face and kept wiping tables. Like, fam, I would have taken a drink if you would have asked me for one. I went inside and went and grabbed a drink and sat down. So it was way before then.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about me. I've never tried to, you know, talking to this woman before or anything like that. So it's like, I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah, because now it seems like she don't mind being at work. She just mind working for you.
Yeah. I can't do that. No.
Because, and
I don't think it's a race thing. Maybe it's just me. She's Latino. So
I get it.
But then again, we ain't going to go down that rabbit hole.
As someone who's served you a plate before, I wouldn't want to do it either. But, you know, I think the one part that I will argue that you talking about was how rough the pandemic was and you was lucky to have a job take and you was getting paid more. Like, I get it. A lot of companies, you know, they made a few dollars extra per hour and I'm sure it helped them out. But when you're not getting paid shit already, that few dollars, while it does help, is it really worth the risk they're taking and the extra long hours they had to do knowing that if they sat at home, they make a lot more money on EDD?
The alternative
is... I'm not saying you don't understand where the attitude comes from, but it's pretty easy to get an attitude at work when I'm like, yo, why am I here?
Right, but if you come with that poor attitude, I'm supposed to pay you for that?
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, wait, and I see what you're saying. You're saying playing devil's advocate.
I could be mad, but the thing, that's what I'm saying. If she was mad at all the tables, then I can argue this point a little better. But because it's just you, I could be mad at you. Like, yo, why are you here, dog? Like, we should be closed right now. And you over here, you got to come out and get you some fries. Just because you want to be outside.
The sun was still up, though, but I get it. I've been there. That's what I'm saying. Like when you get ready to close a restaurant, it's 9:58, and you done like, yo, I done put all the food away, and you coming in here to get a family dinner? Like, fam, you should have fed your family earlier.
Right. We've been there. I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
I get all that, but I was never there during a pandemic. I was never there during a crisis where I'm like, damn, I never thought that being a food server, I'd get hazard pay because I'm risking my health just by going to make my minimum wage. So, yeah, anybody that comes in, it's like how I used to feel when I worked at 7-Eleven and there'd be a big lottery day. Mm. And I'm like, all right, obviously, everybody comes to this 7-Eleven.
I've never thought about it from that perspective of you as a cashier. Damn, man, I'm sorry.
Like, I don't support the lottery. Like, I get it. But it's like, damn, at that particular 7-Eleven, that particular clientele, and I'm seeing you waste your whole paycheck before.
Oh, you definitely told my dad about his spending habits on the lottery.
But your dad's bills is paid. Yeah. Your dad raised you and you doing what you're doing. I'm talking about people that were spending their whole paycheck before they bought diapers. Is this bad? Like, it's a little more, it happens a little more frequently now about how big these pots are getting. But back in like 20, I want to say 13, 14 ish, like, we got some like really outrageous big pots and we were lined around the corner just dropping. Like, I was like, dog, man, you don't even make that much money. Like, I know your whole family, like, you know, because I got a lot of regulars. I know a lot of people in the neighborhood. And like, you was over here dropping half your paycheck on this one pot. Doing, I gotta hear that shit all fucking day. You can't win if you don't play. Oh, I fucking... I'm starting to feel it right now.
You can't eat if you don't pay for it either.
And so, I'm like, damn, man. And I was like, it's just so irresponsible. So, yeah, I would have attitudes all day wrong. Hey, yeah, bad customer service, whatever. I felt comfortable and secure in my job at the point where I can give y'all attitude. One is 7-Eleven. Different type of service.
Right.
But two, it's like, yeah, and maybe I shouldn't have been working there because, you know what? We're a fucking convenience store. We sell lottery tickets. And you know what? When the lottery pot goes up, you're going to sell more tickets. I understand all the economics about it. But yeah, I'm going to have attitude.
As you should. You should be able to have an attitude. Yeah. I'm free with her on that.
I also, and the type
just don't have one around me. Don't be mad in the back of the kitchen.
I'm the type of person I like, I'll wait for you to sass me, and then I'll just sass you back. Like, I'm not going to take it.
Oh, dude, last night, if he got sassy with your wife because he was mad about some shit that happened, you going to give him 15% still?
Well, even if I wanted to, she wouldn't let me. Yeah. She's the type, she'll walk away giving you nothing.
Yeah, see, I'm still like I still want to go there. So that's why I didn't want to leave like a bad taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you got to understand, go there,
you got to be able to massage that.
You're a regular. We go there. You want to go like the type of like, there is two schools of thought when it comes to that. There's the people that no matter what, you're going to get something. It's just how much you're going to get. And there's some people that say, you know what? You're getting paid money. This is a tip. A tip needs to be earned. And I understand both schools of thought. It's just for me, I'm the type that's like, all right, I ain't going to give you much.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just because I was there so long and I get it. I'm going to leave you something. Deserve it or not.
I think that's what the world is like. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people have to go through things to empathize about it. You know?
But I think a lot of people can sympathize because they were there too. And they still be like, nah. Because a lot of people left me nothing. Talking about it ain't earned. They have that same thinking. Oh, now it's my turn. If you ain't earning, you ain't getting nothing.
I feel like that about my kids. Like, they need to earn stuff. I'm not going to just keep giving it to them. Like, heck no. You got to earn this.
You got to earn this roof over your head. I'm not going to keep letting you sleep here.
I'm not going to make it easy on you.
Better go pick these toys up.
All right, man. I'm going to blend this one in real quick. Shit you wasn't outside for. Your first concert. Just going, thinking back, way back.
We talked about that. I talked about it yesterday. I don't know if you caught that part in the. I put that in there. It wasn't shit you wasn't outside for. It was, I put it in there though.
I know it wasn't that, but I'm saying because since it's your first, you was outside for that.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That makes me sound super old.
When you say that, yeah.
Because I was like 12, 13 when I went.
It's almost like when people are like, oh, I went to Led Zeppelin. I'm like, oh, shit. Or not Led Zeppelin. Is that an old band?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, shit. Oh, Led Zeppelin. Then when we talking about Tupac, that's how, you know, the kids be disrespecting Pac now. The Ball Brother. Oh, Future's way better than Tupac.
I mean, that's just what he gonna say.
Yeah. That's the law of the land. We've become those dinosaurs.
You're that person too.
No, for sure.
Damn it. I said I wasn't gonna bring it up again, but I'm just because it makes sense.
Don't do it.
Guess what you doing with Drake and LL Cool J?
Don't do that.
I'm done. Okay, right. Anyway.
There we go.
You wanna go first?
No, I need to think. My first concert, like, you talking like a rap concert or concert, in general? Concert,
whatever you want
to
talk about.
It's probably a church concert, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And even that experience, depending on what church you go to and how they musical instruments is set up, is different from, you know, church to church.
Yeah.
You go to Bayview, like, they are built for sound.
Nice acoustics.
They are definitely built for sound. They got the choir. They get the good choirs, the good people to come in. I'm like, yo, they draft class for choir members be killing it. So, my first rap concert probably would have been, oh shit, like you said, it was probably about 10, 15 years ago. It's either Rock the Bells. It had to have been Rock the Bells. Because that was like 2009-ish when I went out there. And other than that, I can't think of going. My mom and dad wouldn't allow me to go to concerts.
Right.
Like that,
so, but see, you were a grown man.
At that point, yeah.
At that point, yeah. My first concert, I'm 12 years old. Next door neighbor, they're all a couple years older than me. The people that went, kids that went, but they're all a couple years older. His dad was like, oh, he used to come for the summers. And Snoop was on tour. It was the tour that's following Up in Smoke. So for those, I mean, that might not mean much to you, but Up in Smoke is like the most iconic tour in my life anyway, that I was like, damn, that's the one I really wish I could have went to. Anyway, Snoop kept touring after that tour was over and took some people off of that tour and kept going Dog Pound, The Licks, a bunch of people, right? And so they're talking about going to this concert and they're like, oh, are you trying to go? And I was like, you know, I was like, mom, please. Now, you know my mom. And my mom at that point is like, nah, rappers, gang members with money, blah, 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 rap crap, that type of shit. So she's like, nah, you ain't going. I'm like, dang, I don't ever get to do nothing. I pulled out all the kid tricks. But I was like, you know, I have, you know, my man's dad is on the SWAT team. Like, he's got us covered. We're going to be safe. Now I think about it, like, that specific concert, taking a bunch of kids to it, like, that's the type of dad I'm going to be. Real dangerous. Anyway, so we go, it's down at Coors or Sleep Train, you know. I feel like we talk about us every other week. We don't know what it's really called anymore.
Right.
So it's in the amphitheater. Now, this is my very first concert experience. And we're sitting up in our seats. Concert is going, having a good time. You know, everybody's rocking. And then Snoop, and this is 20 years ago. So thinking about Snoop now, Snoop in 01, different Snoop. Snoop pulls out a red rag in San Diego, puts it on stage, and starts seawalking on it. Now I'm like, that doesn't look like a good idea. But, you know, I was like, oh, it's part of the show, and everyone, and then out of nowhere, because, you know, they got the pit area, you just see a big sea of red, storms the stage, gets on stage. I've never seen, well, not that I see him run like that. Krupp was gone. He was moving. He dipped, exit stage left. I was like, he could run the 40 in like 3.9. Snoop got out of there. Everybody got out of there except, I mean, Corrupt's brother got hit. But they tore the stage up, destroyed everything.
I remember that.
This was a big deal. And I'm sitting there.
Changed the course of
Corrupt. And everybody in the stadium is like, you know, it's chaotic. I see the, you know, and then his dad leaves us. And we're all sitting there like, is this supposed to happen? And his dad's just like, don't move, stay here, whatever. So, you know, we're kids. We're not going to listen. So we got up and started walking around in the chaos. We started coming up. We came up with sweaters, jackets. I think I got like $200-$300. We just started picking shit up. Because people just left everything. And then the SWAT team comes in. They start moving around. We start picking up fucking condoms and random shit. We got in the car. I was like, dang, I got my ticket paid for. I came back with more money. Not realizing in hindsight, like, damn, that shit was like a lot going on. It was dangerous.
Right.
And we were just walking through like nothing was going on.
At least you made it out unscathed. They probably recognized that y'all was kids.
But at the same time...
Oh, that's a kid. Don't hit him.
At the same time, I'm like, dang. You know, because I'm 12 and 13, my mom is still in hopes that rap is a phase for me. Right? And so I'm like, dang. I got to go home. We got to tell her what happened and, like, validate what she's saying about this.
Especially in her line of profession, she probably would have heard about it.
I don't remember what happened after that, but, yeah, it was an interesting night.
Yeah, man, my first concert wasn't anything like that. It was normal. I pushed to the stage, got to meet one of my favorite rappers at the time. You know what I mean? Completely different, you know, taking that high drug use there. Definitely
the thing
weed.
About that.
I realized they
I'm
don't really be
we
checking
went to the same
form.
Show, or did you go to the one in the Bay?
I went to the one in the Bay.
Okay. The show before that, I'm about to say, because it was chaotic behind the scenes. You just didn't realize it.
I swear that happened when I was at the show, when they were in the Bay.
Right. But the funk was happening in San Bernardino because that's closer to L.A.
So for those that don't know, let me make sure that we start prefacing this before we start sounding like, you know, real geeky hip hop guys. Joe Budden was punched in the face by several members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Affiliates.
So, I mean, yeah, and I watched it live on stream, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, shit happens all the time at concerts. And that was my first experience with it. And he came out, and he still, you know, performed and everything, and I got a chance to see, like, you know, I think Nas was headlining that tour and stuff like that. And it was, like, you know, it was a really cool atmosphere. And then I was able to realize how much energy goes into that. So for these festival kids right now, man, shout out to them because, like, I don't know how they're able to do it over a 2-3-day period.
Was that the last one you went to? The Rock the Bills one?
The last concert I went to?
No, the last Rock the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, it got way more. Like, whatever you thought was, like, oh, seeing how much going on. As the years went on, when they started doing 2 days, and it was a weekend thing, and it went from 2 stages to, like, 4 or 5.
It got crazy.
Because they had, the battle rappers had their own stage. There was, like, the up-and-comer stage. There was the the big stage, the regular, the second tier stage. There was a stage for like random shit, and it was just it was, and it was hotter. Climate change pushing through. It's August. I want to be out here. RIP Rock the Bells, man. Good times.
Other thing we got up here on Shit You Wasn't Outside For, MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
I think they're bringing it back, though.
It's already back.
It's back now.
Yeah, they already did a full season.
Did they?
Yeah.
I think Michael Blackson was on one of them,
right?
Yeah.
We haven't watched all of them, but we're like, oh, look at this.
Whose houses
same,
were on it?
Same format and everything.
Whose houses were on it this time? Michael Blackson.
I didn't watch that episode yet. So the ones, they brought back TJ Lavin, who hosts the challenge in MTV. He did original Cribs in 99.
He's got
still
a nice
the
home?
Same house.
For real?
In Vegas.
It looks and the same?
For the most part. I mean, he modernized some stuff, but I was like, oh, look at him. We saw, damn, what's her name? Jordan Woods. That's one of them socialites, right?
Yeah, I think she's the one that got caught up in that scandal.
Yeah, real modest home, but it's nice. I mean, it's nice, but it's modest for like crib styles.
Right.
I believe it's hers. You know, back in the day, a lot of these people were like renting that house just for the show.
I never thought about that show. So you said that right now. That might have been the truth.
Swaggy P. He has a nice crib.
Oh, yeah. NBA
A bunch of people. Man, I don't remember all. Because we just randomly watch them whenever it was like, oh, we got like 30 minutes left. But it's the same exact format. They didn't like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Is it on Hulu?
If MTV stuff is on Hulu,
they have Catfish on there. Yeah, I might have to check it out on there.
Yeah, it's on there. Then they had the BET equivalent, How I'm Living.
Mm.
That ain't came back. But yeah, I remember back in the days. Oh, man, if I would have kept going with that, so. I mean, you kind of had something similar too, but I had something called Manzana TV back in like 07, 08.
Explain what that was.
I got a camera for Christmas, mm-hmm. and I started filming stuff. And I didn't do no fancy editing, I didn't know how to do none of that. I would just film stuff. And I would film random shit we was doing while we was outside. So some of it kind of a tad illegal. But I was filming like high quality moments. We went on trips. Just filming stuff. It's still up there. It's got like, I think the page has like 50,000 views or some shit like that. But one of the things I did besides that is I did my own cribs with like people on the block.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you still go out and ants up there.
Oh, I do remember seeing ants on there. Yeah.
That shit. His is like the classic Red Man episode.
Yeah. He's like, he was like, this is what we got in the hood. I was like, damn. I think he answered the door in the tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was good times. I can go back and watch that. Yeah, go shoot you a link, put it in the notes or whatever, the episodes.
Yeah, it was wild to see my man out here living that Cribs life. You know what? I'm gonna keep it a short week. Got family over at the house. Mm. We're all trying to be there with our family and stuff like that right now. Lex, how you feeling, man? What you got for me? Three cheers, man. Let's hit it up. Let me get the claps in real quick.
You go first. Let me see if I can come up with something off the top.
No, I don't got no applauses right now. Dang. All right. For three cheers, man, I want to give a three cheers out to, I don't know, Eminem, I guess. We're getting his restaurant, you know, together. And then also, I said it in the beginning of the episode also, too. I just want to give another birthday shout out to my father-in-law. That's where my three cheers are. It's kind of like a slow week. I think people are slowly recognizing that summer is gone, and we're trying to figure out what's going to happen, you know, next. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a slow week. For a lot of things, but I got some stuff coming up next 2 weeks. We got to figure it out because I'm going to J. Cole concert, and then
is
I'm also going
weeks?
To that's on the
oh, wait,
15th.
We're not going to the same show.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas one, and then I'm going to the Browns versus the Charger game the Sunday before that.
Ew.
Yeah, so I got them Steeler tickets if you want them. You just got to buy them off my boy, though.
You went, yeah, but he's trying to make a profit. I'm gonna see if I can get him for regular.
You're not gonna get that, so especially if they beat the Chiefs today, you're in trouble. So you better hope they lose to the Chiefs and
did you
the
go
Browns.
To the, are you going to the Browns game specifically because it's like a cheaper ticket? Or because you?
No, it's not a cheaper ticket.
I wanted to guarantee
you know the Browns
win.
Are good right now, right? They were a playoff team last year.
Man, fuck the Browns.
I'm just trying to say, you said like it was going to be cheap. Now, if you said the Jets, that would be a cheap ticket. But no, the Browns game is going to run me up some money for sure. So Yeah.
Damn, shame to pay all that money to go and lose too. Damn, I keep forgetting. But I gotta focus on that this week. If I'm really gonna go to that game or not.
The Steeler game.
Yeah, I'm not going to the Browns game.
No. Yeah, I figure you wouldn't. Now, yeah, love yourself. Oh, man. Don't play no black and yellow bullshit today.
I can't. It's been a long week talking to today.
I got my cross trainers on, motherfucker. I run shit. All I do is rap, make dumb, fuck the dumb shit. The return of that 808 truck hit, cash in my palm. I'm a bastard, but time gone. Cross trainers on my motherfucking feet, gone. Cross trainers on my motherfucking feet, gone. Cross trainers on my motherfucking feet. Cash in my palm. I'm a bastard, time gone.
You be on that fuck shit. I'm trying to make bucks quick. Don't talk to me if money ain't the subject. 93's laced up. We about to run shit. Mibs right beside me. B Young got the blunt lit. Shine on the cut. Swift D on the drum kits. Standing on your table with a bottle and a drunk bitch. Falling all over, spilling drinks, trying to tongue kiss. Money over hoes, so you know I ain't the one, miss. Take her home, make a moan, and when I get done, switch. Pass her off like a basketball. Stay with dimes, I'm like nasty, y'all. My liver rolling like a casting call. Don't be bringing hoes with nasty tall. A sweet talking nigga, ask your mom. My nigga, that's your squad. We treat lineups like that's LeBron. Push backwards like the bushwhackers. We ain't just cush rappers. We max it out like fuck.
I got my cross trainers on, motherfucker. I run shit. All I do is rap, make dope, fuck the dumb shit. The return of that 808 trunk hit, cash in my palm. I'm a bastard, but time gone.